Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer, hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by American Media, a Jesuit ministry. This podcast is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/examine. That's patreon.com/examine.
Hi, I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer to help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, here's our weekly reflection. This week we celebrate one of the greatest of all saints, Teresa of Avila, the 16th century Carmelite, who was also a great reformer, an author, and mystic. She was also very funny. The first line of her famous autobiography reads, "Having virtuous and God-fearing parents would have been enough for me to be good if I were not so wicked." She also wrote, "A sad nun is a bad nun. I am more afraid of one unhappy sister than a crowd of evil spirits." But to reduce Teresa to a joke machine would be deeply unfair. This is a strong, capable, intelligent woman who is one of the few women who are called doctors of the church, that is, eminent teachers of the faith. I often think that the women saints in the church are twice as holy as the male saints because they had to put up with twice as much baloney. As you may know, Saint Mother Theodore Guerin, a recently named American saint, was once ordered by her local bishop to resign from the order that she founded, the Sisters of Providence of St. Mary of the Woods. She did, and her sisters just re-elected her as Mother Superior. And St. Mary MacKillop, an Australian saint, was actually excommunicated by her bishop. Now, she's a saint, and he's a footnote in her biography. This week, during the gratitude part of your examen, why not rest in gratitude for the strong women who have not only helped the church, but helped it occasionally despite the church's opposition to them? Pray to those strong women, and pray for strong women today. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening. around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Thank you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing.